Apostle Rochelle Graham Ministries International presents Take It Back to the Genesis podcast, airing Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Join us for current and relevant topics discussing answers for a troubled world. Available to listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, and Podcast Indexed.
A wonderful good afternoon. This is Apostle Prophetess Rochelle Graham, and this is Take It Back to the Genesis. I just wanted to take a moment and talk to you today about not allowing perversion to prevail. You know, when people hear that word perversion, they get, oh, what a perv, or, you know, begin to think all kinds of crazy things. But when it comes right down to the definition, it literally means to take something and remove it from its original state, to twist something, to thwart something, to bring something that is normal or something that was originally made in an A status, you want to change that, corrupt that, and bring it into another place in time, a D status, for example, let's say. There are so many things that affect our lives and people don't understand. Perversion is one of those things. And guess what? Perversion is a spirit that can and will obey your commands. You know, we have power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. So no matter what the enemy, whatever tool the enemy wants to use, guess what? You have the power over whatever he's going to try, whatever he's going to use. And in this generation, it doesn't take a long look, if you took a look, to see that perversion is playing a huge role in what is going on in these people's lives. And I'm going to say these people's lives because I'm talking about globally. Globally. This has hit so many countries. Every nation has been affected. Because you know what? You have humans. And humans, you know, at one point in time, I was having a debate with somebody. Well, not really a debate, because the Bible says we shouldn't have debates and follow genealogies that will lead to confusion and all of the rest of that. But I was having a conversation, and I said to someone, do you believe that these gender confusion issues could be related to hormonal imbalances? Because they were talking about testosterone and estrogen and progesterone. And when you have too much, because I was confused about how a woman can grow a beard like a man and voice change and all of that. And so they were explaining to me that they get testosterone shots and they take certain medications, and that alters the way the body responds to certain levels of hormones. So in other words, I was saying to myself, could this be a result of the enemy coming in and doing some kind of imbalance in the hormones? Could it be an endocrine attack? Because you were normal all of your life. Then all of a sudden, you know, there was a man who was married, getting married to a woman. And then all of a sudden he changed his mind and he got married to a man. I mean, how can you just switch day and night? Were you branded by something? And he is more feminine than the woman that he was going to marry. I mean, that was astounding to me. It's perversion. That's what it is. The enemy took God's original intention and he changed it. He perverted it. He thwarted it. He made something good, good for nothing, mighty God. Because to follow the ways of the flesh, the Bible said, in it dwelleth nothing good. So what? That's just good for nothing, nasty mess. You know? Oh, you know, people say, oh, you're so harsh with your words, Apostle. No, I'm truthful. I'm honest. Amen. And it's time for the world to stand up. It's time for the church to stand up. We are the ecclesia of God. God has given us a voice. And you find that the spirit of perversion, it comes with a level of boldness, because you want to live your perverted life, but now you want legal rights. No, it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Most of the laws back in the day on the books in my country were based on the word of God. Sodomy was against the law. I read an article recently in Uganda, Africa. There was a same-sex male couple that were incarcerated, and the judge told them, you're going to stay in there until one of you gets pregnant. I thought that was hilarious. I didn't mean to laugh. But it was hilarious because at the end of the day, it's against the law in Uganda. They take those things very, very seriously. You can't have a blatantly open, perverted relationship because it's going to affect society. You know, I saw recently in my country, I'm from the Bahamas originally, and there was somebody taking public platforms. I'm not going to call his name. He was taking public platforms, and he was quite adamant, and he had every right to be, about books in the schools that were giving inferences of alternative lifestyles. Mighty God, hallelujah, Jesus. And so, of course, I'm listening to what he has to say because it made sense. I am not going to listen to you if you ain't making no sense now. But he made sense. How is it you can go and impose this on our kids, but you never brought it before the parents to ask our opinion, to give us a heads up so that maybe we can start some kind of embargo against it. So start something. Start one of those, you know, they usually send around a list to get votes, to vote something out if it was something that was substandard or no standard as the spirit of perversion. Because you know what? The lower and more nasty it is, the more the enemy expands his world of perversion. If you look in the Word of God, every one of those paganistic religions had something to do with sex. They had something to do with the imposition of something sexual. Why? Because the enemy understands that when you yoke yourself and put yourself in the company, your body, whoever you are yoked to, you become one with that person. Spirits are transferable. I heard a very unconnected proposed to be prophet say recently that there's no such thing as soul ties. That's a lie. Because when you are yoked to someone and all of a sudden you are no longer with that person, you are being drawn to them. You are being drawn to them. And I was a victim of this many years ago. No matter I tried to get away from a particular person, I would always be drawn right back into the scenario, right back into a bad toxic relationship. And it was because there was something tying us together that was invisible. It was a soul tie. We were emotionally tied. We were sexually tied. And it was not a godly tie. So at the end of the day, you know, in your youth, you practice a lot of things. You know something is wrong for you, but you're in the world. So you don't understand the systems of our God. You only understand the systems of the world. And so most of the time we end up doing perverted things. The spirit of perversion is attached to us. You know, we do all kinds of things. And guess what? Most of it is imposed sexually. I'm trying to help somebody today. We cannot allow perversion to prevail. At some point in time, someone has to stand up and set the standard of God and say, listen, let us be sanctified. Let's consecrate ourselves. Let's get before the Lord and ask him to wash us. You know, let's repent of the things that we've done. And to repent means to change. Change the way you think. Change the way you act. Change the things in your modus operandi, your system of doing things. Change it. You have the capability of doing so. Because when God made you, he made you a perfect, perfect, perfect blueprint. No matter the flaws that you may have physiologically, some people don't like parts of their body. Listen, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. You got to love who God made you. And if he made you a female, he made you a female for a reason. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, I don't have the scripture precisely, but it says it is an abomination for a man to put on a woman's clothes and to act like a woman. It is an abomination for a woman to put on the clothes of a man and act like a man. People don't understand that. That word abomination means detestable thing. And you know what that is? It's a perverted thing. The devil has taken that which God originally intended and he has perverted it. I saw a photo the other day on social media. It would say back in the day, and there was a picture of a perfectly dressed, handsome man in a 3-piece suit and trench coat, looking with a hat on, but looking nice. And then they can say nowadays, and there's a photo of a man with a beard and mustache dressed down in ladies' pom-pom shorts and high-heeled shoes and makeup on, looking a tyrannous mess. You would say, woman of God, shouldn't you be impartial? And I am. All souls belong to the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel 18, right? All souls belong to the Lord, right? And so you're going to be responsible for the weight of your own sin. My thing is, I have an obligation under God as a woman of God to show you that what you're dealing with is perversion. You know, what? And when we look at these things, and some of us are family members who are practicing perversion, who are not serving God. Then you know what? We have some others who say they are saved and serving God, and they are practicing perversion, right? So how do we address it? We address it by prayer. I'm not going to sit down, call a prayer meeting and whatever. No, but we're going to have some individual sessions where we go before God and we ask God to save them and deliver them, where we're going to ask God to intervene in their lives and show them the way away from perversion, because perversion will destroy your life. Perversion will cause you to have no morals. Your moral compass will be far beyond repair because you will have absolutely no standard. You know, years ago, I met somebody like that. I used to go out with this girl sometimes. She didn't care if the man was married. She didn't care whatever the situation was. She was just down for whatever. You know, they're down for whatever, you know, down for whatever. That's, you know, that's what the world teaches the young people now. They're just down for whatever. And we learned back in the day through the old adage, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. It's time to press the reset button, you know, and we can't reset society and be a positive impact on our community if we don't start at home. It starts in the four walls. It starts in the fabric of the family. It starts with me telling my son, listen, you're a man. God made you a male, and being a male, this is what males are. This is what males do. You know, you were born, if you were born a female, you're a young lady, and this is how young ladies carry themselves. You know, you have to break the hold of perversion, that which is not of God. Now, let me tell you something. There's absolutely nothing too hard for God to do. Our job is to stand up and make an announcement in the earth realm to impact the heavens and declare, we will not allow the spirit of perversion to prevail. They want to be seen. You could always tell when Satan is involved in something. There's always this gaucheous, that's my own personal word, this gaucheous display of flesh, you know, men wanting to dress up as women, put on makeup like women. God didn't make you a woman. You're literally telling God, I don't appreciate what you've created, and I want to be my own invention. The Bible says, how dare the created thing say to the creator thus, you know, why hast thou made me thus? Questioning your identity. No, we are not in a position to question God. God is a sovereign God. You know what? And the sad thing about it is so many people are not speaking up because they're afraid of the backlash. They're afraid of what others are going to say. They're afraid of being condemned. Listen, Jesus said, the world hated me. Guess what? They're going to hate you too. My grandmother gave me a heads up. She said, this gift that God has given you, I have the same gift. You got the same gift I got. She said, people are going to hate you for it, but God is going to be with you. I can't worry about my haters. I have to carry out the mandate of the Lord God, Yahweh Almighty, the sovereign one. The majestic Father, the omnipotent, omniscient God, the one true and living God. Let me tell you something. There's a challenge out there for people who don't have a standard. Anything buck up goes. You know, you're raising your children, and all of a sudden one come home one day and say, he coming out the closet, she coming out the closet. What closet you been hiding in? Oh, good God from Zion. It's time for parents to stand up. Begin to intercede over your children. And for parents who are not serving God, let me challenge you. There's nothing the world new the world has to offer. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, nothing is new under the sun, said the preacher. Nothing is new under the sun. All is vanity, is futile. It will come to absolutely nothing. At the end of the day, you fight for money. You fight for material things. And then you become an idolater, following idols and allowing the spirit of materialism to rest upon you. Secularism and worldliness. You know those things? They will drive you into financial debt and they'll bring you right down the hill. Right down the hill. Why not serve God? Why not allow the spirit of salvation to rest over your house? Why not stand in the gap, make up the hedge for your children, for your nieces and nephews, your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, your aunties? You know, some people have an uncle and who won't be a woman. They have an auntie that want to be a man. Come on, it's time to pray. And some of these people, we've known them for years, but we've never really given them a second thought. We would say things maybe behind their back. We would make mention of it, but we would never do anything that was proactive to help them from a spiritual perspective, not realizing, hey, that's a soul. That's a soul. That person literally has a soul that the devil is after. As a believer, we have a responsibility to the kingdom of God. You know? We have a responsibility to the kingdom of God to do right. To do right. And to cause the light of God to be shown through us. Where's your light? Where's your salt? You know? Some people don't understand the move of God, so they question, you know, this, that, and the next thing. But when you really begin to serve God, the Holy Spirit will make things easy for you. He will make living easy. You walking away from sin will not be troublesome. Some people have issues because they don't want to walk away from sin. They want to stay sin-ridden. They love sin within. They love perversion on the next level. You know, I was also young. I mean, I was young and now I'm not so young. Huh? But at the end of the day, you know, even I had encounters. There was a millionaire that approached me in my youth. And he wanted me to get in the bed. I wasn't saved. He wanted me to get in the bed with him and another woman, and he would pay me. You know me. I said, number one, I don't trust you. Number two, you know, I was always kind of on the edge. And, you know, I was like, I don't like women. I don't want to be in the bed. Then he showed me. I said, oh, no. You know, at the end of the day, even I was tempted to do these kinds of things, not realizing that I would be opening a door to what? Perversion. Opening the door to perversion. Perversion thwarts your life and destiny. I don't know what ended up happening to the man or the woman, you know, but at the end of the day, I thank God that he saved me and delivered me and didn't allow me to go down that path. Though the place of temptation, the door was laid wide open. Wide open. What can we do as a people? He said, well, I'm only one person. It starts with you. If you're under the sound of my voice and you're getting the opportunity to listen to this podcast, well, take it back to the Genesis. Whenever there's a problem, take it back to the beginning. That's where the solution lies. That's where you will find the answer. You know, God created us thus. If you were born male, you're a man. You were born female, you're a woman. You know, there's some people who, by some act of God, are hermaphrodite and carry dual genitalia. And even for that, there is a solution because they can scan the body. And if you have full female organs, then you're... The majority of the consensus would be female. If there is nothing, no womb, no fallopian tubes, no ovaries and all of that, then you are, by majority rule, you are male. So even those things can be figured out and dealt with. There is an answer for every single thing, you know? We like to sometimes listen to the heart of other people who are going through things like this. And they're like, well, this is how I feel. How can you tell me how to feel? How can you tell me who I am? I can tell you because I know the truth of the Word of God. The truth of the Word of God negates every spirit of lies. You can't. There are some people like this. They have told so many lies. They have told so many lies that they can't muscle up to tell the truth. They can't locate the truth. Mighty God. Huh? It's time for the body of Christ to seek the face of God and to become a voice that will cause the spirit of perversion to be canceled out and for it to be stamped underfoot. Because it is destroying the lives of so many people. You can't turn on the television now. Every commercial has some inference. You know? Like it becomes politically correct. And you can't leave them out. You know? You can't leave them out. You can't discriminate. If you have a business, you have to hire them. You have to do this. You have to do that. You know? Everybody deserves a job. But when your personal life is going to become inferred on your job, you know, just do what you're supposed to do and go home. That's what I tell people. Don't get involved. That's what I do. That's wisdom. You know, don't put all your business out there. You don't know who these people are. You don't know who these people are connected to. Huh? Let's stay on track. It's time for us to stand up. That's the gist of what I feel led to say today on this podcast. You know, everybody has their own opinion, you know, and you're entitled to it. And so, just as others are entitled, I am entitled. But instead of bringing my opinion, I bring the truth of the Word of God, standing on the Word. The heavens and the earth, they're going to pass away, you know. But the Word of God is going to stand and forever. And forever. Amen. I bless God for this moment to have shared with you this information. And I pray that you would take what you have heard today. And you would be able to find the strength and become fortified enough. If you are dealing with the struggle of perversion on any level, whether you're homosexual or lesbian or any other thing that they have invented in their labels, or you're just dealing with pornography, you're just dealing with other levels of seduction and lust that cause your flesh to become enamored, picking up sex demons, you know, I pray that you will remember the answer is in the Genesis. Go back to the one that created you and put yourself on the potter's wheel for repair. Because even the marred vessel, that means something that has been, you know, just messed up and ready to be thrown out, has an opportunity to be remade in the hands of the potter. God loves you. God wants to see your life be and your potential be maximized in the earth. Don't allow the enemy to shortchange you. Stand up. Set the standard of God and make an announcement. You will prevail against perversion. This has been Apostle Prophetess Rochelle Graham and Take It Back to the Genesis podcast. It's been an honor to share this word with you. Have a great day.